This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has renewed calls to ensure that innocent civilians fleeing the Israel-Hamas war are protected and have their basic needs met. Separately, concerns about a wider regional conflict have led a U.S. senator to issue a strong warning against Iran and the Lebanon-based militia Hezbollah.
With more than 1 million Palestinian civilians potentially trying to move out of harm's way, the United States is working with its partners to ensure the humanitarian needs of the displaced are being met, said White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC's This Week.
We are in touch with our Israeli counterparts. We're in touch with the United Nations to help secure the necessary supplies of food, water, and medicine to the citizens of Gaza, those Palestinians who have nothing to do with the barbaric terrorists who carried out this attack.
The exchange of fire continued over the weekend at the Israeli border with Lebanon, where the Iran-backed militia Hezbollah operates. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday after visiting Jordan, Bahrain, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt that everyone is determined to stop a spillover of the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians and the group Hamas. Addressing reporters at Cairo Airport before departing, Blinken said good ideas were discussed, including ways to get assistance to Palestinians in Gaza who are in need.
We came here with four key objectives: to make clear that the United States stands with Israel, to prevent the conflict from spreading to other places, to work on securing the release of hostages, including American citizens, and to address the humanitarian crisis.
This is VOA News. The United Nations humanitarian chief says that Sudan's war between the military and a powerful paramilitary group has killed up to 9,000 people and created one of the worst humanitarian nightmares in recent history. Martin Griffiths' comments Sunday marked the six-month anniversary of the war, which has forced millions of people to flee their homes, either to safer areas inside Sudan or in neighboring countries. Ukrainian officials say that six people have been killed in Russian attacks on the country over a 24-hour period. Guided bombs hit key infrastructure in the city of Kherson, sparking a partial blackout and disruption to the area's water supply. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry announced Sunday that Ukraine had launched 27 drones in an overnight attack on western Russia. Officials said that 18 drones were shot down over the Kursk region, leading to speculation in the Russian press that the attack could have been targeting the nearby Kalino military airfield. Russian President Vladimir Putin will travel to China this week to meet Xi Jinping. That's according to the Kremlin chief's first trip outside the former Soviet Union this year. VOA Scott Walterman says there are the five things to watch for at this meeting.
The Chinese defense minister has not been seen in public for more than 6 weeks. China watchers will be looking at who takes the lead. Number two, the United States has warned China against sending any weapons to Russia. Best friends? Both Putin and Xi like to project a close friendship. Putin once delivered Russian ice creams to Xi on his birthday, while Xi is the only world leader to have celebrated Putin's birthday with him. Number four, oil and gas. Russia wants to secure a deal to sell more natural gas to China. And number five, soaring trade. Russia and China soared 30% the first half of the year, $200 billion in 2023. Russia is now China's second largest trade partner outside Asia, second only to the United States. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
More than 2 months after the wildfire killed at least 98 people in Hawaii, the three surviving public schools on the island of Maui are set to open.
Traumatized families are facing an emotional crossroads in deciding whether to send their children back or have them remain at other schools that took them in. Some parents say they worry the fire left toxins behind, despite assurances from education officials that the campuses are safe. A trio of schools has been closed for post-fire cleaning. Another public elementary school was destroyed. Some private schools across Hawaii took in displaced students while offering a year of free tuition.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.